Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fourth episode of The Roar Inside CSUSM Athletics. I'm Minnie Mills, Assistant Sports Information Director for Cal State San Marcos Athletics. Today, we are talking to the CSUSM Sports Medicine Team. First, can you both introduce yourselves, starting with you, Paul?
Hi, my name is Paul Signorelli. I am into my third year at Cal State University San Marcos. Happy to be here. And boy, I've been a certified athletic trainer for over 25 years now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel Wilson. This is my sixth year now at CSUSM. I'm also very happy to be here. I have been a certified athletic trainer for 8 years now.
So let's get to the gritty. How did you become interested in sports medicine? Like, where did that love come from?
Well, you know, for me, it was, I was an athlete. A lot of things, sports, watching sports. And I was deciding on my path while I was at college at San Diego State University. And I was wrestling and I got hurt. And I tore my ACL, and it was kind of the guidance and going through the therapy with one of the athletic trainers there that really set me on my path. I was initially thought I was going to be a PE teacher. And after going through rehab and getting to really know all the athletic trainers, I just chose that path, and here I am.
I found athletic training as a kid, actually, like almost a teenager. I was watching sports, watching a Dodger game, and someone got hurt, and that's when I thought, this is the coolest thing possible, coolest profession. You get to watch sports, you help people get better, and you travel. So going through high school, we actually had sports medicine at the high school I went to. So I got to really kind of test out this field and make sure this is what I wanted to do. So applying to colleges, I knew that was my major going into it. So I went to Long Beach State and I graduated with a degree in athletic training.
Now, Paul, where were you before you came to Cal State San Marcos?
Well, let me give you a little bit of my path. So prior to that, I spent 19 years at the University of San Diego. And before that, I was 2 years at the University of Rhode Island. So I picked up, you know, I was born and raised in Southern California, but I had family in Rhode Island and went and lived with my grandma for a lower paying assistant job in Rhode Island. And it was probably one of the better things I could do. And then before Rhode Island, I worked at a high school for about a year and a half in San Diego. And, you know, before that, did my undergrad and graduate schooling at San Diego State. So a little bit varied experience with the high school and the collegiate setting.
And Rachel, you were at Concordia Irvine, correct?
Yes. So I was a grad assistant there after I finished my undergraduate degree at Long Beach. I loved it. It was a great 2 years. After that, I went to Rio Hondo Community College in Whittier for a year. And then I came to Cal State San Marcos and I've been here ever since.
Excellent. Now, tell us, what is your primary focus during normal times, and how is that different during this crazy time?
Well, you know, COVID has thrown not just us into a loop, but just everybody in the world. Normal times, it's we are in the athletic training room, you know, Monday through Friday, and in the weekends covering events and competition, and we're treating athletes, you know, one-on-one, face-to-face. We have all the travel and the interaction with our student athletes. And we really don't have that anymore. It is just really, you know, it's kind of like all our customers are gone and we're looking at our customers just like we're doing this podcast right now on screen. So we've had to adjust like everybody else has. I'd never heard of Zoom before COVID. And now I have unfortunately a very good understanding of Zoom. I can even change my backgrounds.
That's awesome.
I think before all of this, our main goal in the training room is just to keep student athletes healthy and safe. And even though that looks different now, that's still one of our main goals. So whether that's communicating through email or over Zoom, Paul and I do spend a lot of time on Zoom, but still our main goal is to just keep everyone safe and healthy as much as we can.
Yeah, I bet you guys are looking forward to the holidays where we can take a break from Zoom for a little bit. That sounds nice, probably. Excellent. And then with those holidays coming up, what advice do you have to our students and our staff and our faculty and everybody out there, how to stay safe during these holidays?
Well, you know, I I want to defer always to the CDC and their guidelines. So really go look at those guidelines, cdc.gov, and just put in COVID in the search. And they have a whole host of parameters that you really should follow. There were even some guidelines from the CDC, if I'm correct, over Thanksgiving. The recommendation was not to travel. But knowing the holidays and that people, they're still going to travel. So wearing your face masks, socially distancing, all those things are really, really important. You can even potentially go get tested prior to your travels. And the CDC will guide you as to how many days before I travel should I get tested? What's the recommendation for that? And it's really important that we stay safe. All our college kids, you know, that 18 to 22 year old does fairly well if they contract COVID-19. But it's those people around you who may not, the people with pre-existing conditions, even things like high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, those kind of things. And that's your family, that's grandmama and grandpapa. And those are the people we really need to look out for. So you may be an asymptomatic carrier, so you could have COVID and not know it. And please, please, please be wary, follow the CDC guidelines. We want everybody safe and healthy. Because we're going to return here sooner than later. So the light's at the end of the tunnel.
Explain to me all the different ways you can to get tested and how and where you can get tested. I believe San Marcos, Cal State San Marcos, has a testing area.
Yeah, we're really fortunate. The county has a testing site right on our campus. And that's another thing that you can look up through the CDC and or the California Department of Public Health, where there's multiple testing sites, and many of them throughout the state are free. So go ahead, Google that, and you can find out where you can get tested, and it won't come out of your pocket. In certain instances, your primary care provider may offer those services. So Rachel, do you have any other advice or suggestions there?
It's really easy to go to the county testing site on campus. You just use your phone and they scan the QR code. I believe you just do the nasal swab yourself and you get your results pretty quickly, most times in 24 to 48 hours. But like Paul said, all of our counties in California offer free testing sites, and that information is online.
Have either one of you been tested yet? Because I have not yet.
I haven't.
But I've been quarantined, no?
I have not.
No?
Not yet. I'm sure I'll be tested here sooner or later.
I'm sure we all will eventually, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, moving on, something new that you guys have launched this fall is something called Sports Med Mondays. Explain me what that is exactly.
So that was an idea that Paul and I came up with, and we actually recruited our student volunteers to help us to come up with different graphics to send out to the student athletes each week. So we've covered things like nutrition, deconditioning, COVID tips like we've talked about here, just general recommendations, mental health tips. So we really just want to be able to still communicate with all the student athletes and involve our student volunteers.
Yeah, and we're really trying to keep the student athletes engaged right now, because this is essentially going to be somewhat of a year off, you know, till we return. So what we don't want is for all those student athletes to come back when we hopefully return in May, June, July to be deconditioned. And we're all a little bit deconditioned right now, if I'm being honest, but you gotta lay that base, that foundation has to be there. And then really, once we start getting back, we want to get those kids and get their fitness levels up. Otherwise, if they don't have that fitness level, then they end up in our area.
We don't want that, right?
No, we just want to say hi. We don't want them to be stuck with us.
Yeah,
I understand that completely. Well, I am very excited to have two of our student volunteers joining us right now, if they'll pop on. There they are. Hello, hello. Can you guys introduce yourselves for us and a little bit about your background, like where you're from?
Hi there. So my name is Sophia Aprile. I'm a third year biology student right now. I have a concentration in physiology. I'm originally from the San Pedro Long Beach area, but I've been before COVID, I was attending down at Cal State San Marcos nearby. So that's my background.
I'm Melissa Kovar. I'm a fifth year bio student as well, also concentration in physiology. I am originally from Sacramento, California, but I've been spending the last few years down here in SoCal, which has been super fun. And I've been doing the last few years with the sports med internship as well.
And how does one become a student volunteer in the sports medicine department?
So it's a pretty good application process that we go through. Me personally, I reached out via email with questions and was encouraged with the interest that I had in the program just to submit an application, come in for the interview, get some background, speak with all the trainers, and overall get a more comfortable feel. And if everything checks out, then you get the approval and you get to join, which is a really great experience.
Similar for me, I actually was ended up, I was put in contact with someone who was already involved as a student intern, and they helped guide me through that process. And then once it was all submitted, I went in, had a formal interview with Rachel, and ended up working out. You have to have a few certifications, but you can get those along the way. Overall, it's a really easy process, and it's all laid out, everything that you need on the website.
Excellent. And then what are some of your like long-term career goals? What do you want to get into after you're done with school at Cal State San Marcos?
So as of right now, I'm completing my undergraduate and I do have postgraduate plans to go to a grad school. As of right now, I'm still deciding between either a medical school passion or a physician assistant school passion. But through this program, I'm really getting that patient care experience, that those questions I get to bug Paul and Rachel with all the time and just figure out how to apply things. So it's really helping me kind of funnel my choice down. But as of right now, I'm in no rush to make that decision. I'm still going through it and completing my process.
I hope to apply and get into a physical therapy grad program within the next few years. And this internship has really been cool. And like, I knew that I wanted to do physical therapy, or at least I thought I knew. And then I did the internship, and I know it's obviously not the exact same thing, but it definitely helped like make sure that's what I wanted to go into that field, because hands-on working with people, very like personally, I think it's also really interesting to know how to take care of your own health and wealth.
And Rachel, how many student volunteers do you have every year about?
That number ranges. Currently we have four that have been with us, but I think at the most we've had like 10 to 12. We try not to have too many more than that. We do try to teach them as much as possible, but a number greater than that, it makes it a little challenging for Paul and I to try and coordinate the education for all of them.
I think I've walked into the training room and you guys have been playing games, like, am I wrong on that? Like Jeopardy or something, so they can learn different techniques and stuff?
Definitely. In the past, before breaking for summer, after spring semester, we would try to put together a pretty extensive Jeopardy game. All of our student volunteers tend to be pretty competitive human beings, so it always ends up to be very interesting.
Excellent.
You know, and along with that, it's really nice that about once a month, we'll do some sort of in-service with some education or topic that we incorporate into our activity for the volunteers, which helps them along the way.
And now what kind of roles do you play in the athletic departments? Like, what do you guys do daily when you are working hours in the sports medicine room?
Well, that depends. We have certain shifts. We have an opening shift. We have kind of the middle shifts. If you're an early bird, I recommend the morning shifts. We have our closing shifts, but everything we go in and we have sort of set expectations. So for instance, in the opening shift, you come in, get everything set up, start up the machines, make sure everything is sanitized in the opening and closing. And we come in with our athletes, make sure they're signed in. If they have a rehab plan, we get them started on that, supervise, instruct, make sure that everyone's being on good terms and going through the things that they need to do. We do a lot of stretching when we're really on those heightened seasons. And we do many things in the facility as well. We do taping. We do, like I said, those rehab exercises. So you really get to learn and fine tune the body mechanics and everything. Like Paul mentioned, those in-services really do play a factor in our teaching ability and our understanding and everything. But yeah, I'll let Melissa also take control on that too.
Yeah, we do whatever is needed of us at the time. That can range from stretching out an athlete to making sure that there's enough water down at the field. And it's a great environment because you really have to learn how to adapt. You have to be learning how to multitask all the time. And because you're doing like at least 10 hours a week, you're learning a lot. You're just absorbing energy, which is a really nice thing to have happen.
A And now this question is actually for everybody. What are some of your favorite things about working in athletics in the sports medicine department? Rachel, you want to start us off, or Paul?
Paul can go first.
It's something new every day. You know, I've always thought of this profession that I've never entered in this, like in my career path, where as soon as I think I know it all, I will be wrong. So it's not in my interest to be a know-it-all. It's in my interest to know as much as I can to benefit the student athlete. And we get surprised with things all the time. And part of it too is the patient interaction, dealing with coaches and getting to know the coaches' philosophies. And we have a really, really interesting, you know, student subset from a very diverse socioeconomic background. And a lot of first generation, you know, college kids that wouldn't be in college if they weren't playing athletics. And I think that that's really, really great. That's a population that we want to work with. And as far as, you know, the athletic training room, we want our area to be an inviting space. And I think we have students, volunteers that obviously you've gotten to know Sophia and Melissa, and the other two aren't here. And Rachel and I, it's worth it. A lot of times you come in the training room and you're not very happy to be there because you're hurt. So we do our best to make it an inviting environment for everybody, regardless of if you're having a bad day because you got hurt, you're going to be out 6 months, or, you know, you're just coming in to say hello or get a stretch or jump in the whirlpool. You know, it's one of those professions that, you know, we don't sit at our desk 9 to 5. We are up and about. We're covering practices, and it's fun. You know, I go to college every day. And I'm old, so it's great.
I think for me, my favorite part is definitely working with the student athletes. We normally get to know them, probably not under the best circumstances, but to see them grow over the course of their collegiate career, both as a person and as an athlete, is a really cool experience. You get to know them in a different level, in a different way, and then they always make me laugh. They always contribute some interesting conversations to the training room, but like Paul said, it brings for a good environment. It makes for a great place to go to work every day. Like, most of the time I don't even feel I'm going to work because I'm just going to hang out with my peers and to help people get better. So it's great.
I would say that I definitely agree. The environment in the training room is extremely supportive, and like Paul was saying, a lot of people come in and they're not really in the best mood. But we do make it our mission to go in with like a smile, to be as reassuring and comforting as possible, because we understand they're uncomfortable, or some people are not as thrilled to be in the rehab process. But that support, to be able to go into the room and ask Rachel and Paul questions, or to be talking and understanding our athletes and whatnot, I just really like the support in the room, because starting off, I was really nervous, and throughout, your confidence just skyrockets. You get that professionalism, and you are able to kind of learn as you go in a sense, but also feel as if you're in an environment that is really comforting, and you get to know a lot of people.
Yeah, the athletes are pretty fun. They come in, and I think especially for us interns, like, we're students too, so we're all stressed out for tests, we all have stuff going on, but when you're in the training room, like it's been mentioned previously, it's a positive supporting environment. And I think once the athletes, yeah, sometimes there's, you know, things happen and they're upset, but once they realize like, okay, I'm here to get better, I definitely feel like there's a shift to like motivation instead of negativity. And so it's really cool to be part of that and to be able to like see the athletes get better and be like, that's one of my athletes that I worked on, and she or he is getting better. So that's really rewarding feeling. And but definitely it's also nice to just be around people who have similar career goals. And like I said, for the interns, we're able to talk about what we want to do and how we're going to get to where we want to be.
Well, as a former student athlete, I have always appreciated the sports medicine team. I spent a lot of my time in the training room with my knees getting iced and treatment on them and stuff. So I really do appreciate you guys. And I know the athletic department definitely does as well. I want to thank you for coming on today. And I wish you the best this year and this crazy, crazy year. And I hope you guys have a healthy, happy holidays. So that concludes our fourth episode of The Roar Inside CSUSM Athletics, and hopefully enjoyed learning about the Cougar Athletics, and tune in for future episodes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go Cougars.